rests would be painful for them both. The brakes whined as the train slowed and came to a stop. The majority of the students would disembark here before boarding trains to other parts of the Alliance. Kanryu and Maria had the good fortune, at least good fortune in terms of avoiding potential assassins, not to have to leave their cabin. The whole car would be added to the train headed for Sentinel City. Maria looked up from her book. Are we there? We're at the capital, but we've still got a long way to go. Oh. She lowered her face back to the book and was instantly lost in her own world. Kanryu shook his head and smiled. Must be nice. Of course, Prime would like nothing better than to spend every moment cramming his head full of new spells. Kanryu was a good deal less enthusiastic about studying, preferring to learn what he needed when he needed it. His hope was that he wouldn't need any magic this summer. In the hall outside, a door slammed, and a moment later a muffled voice protested. Maria looked up again. What was that? Beats me. Kanryu strode over and opened the door. A big guy in a black suit had Kelsey by the wrist and was dragging her toward the exit. A second man had her bags. Hey! All three turned to look at him. What the hell are you two doing? The man with the bags scowled through his goatee. Ms. Kincaid is coming home with us. Return to your cabin and there won't be any trouble. You think you can kidnap my friend and there won't be any trouble? He stepped out into the hall. Let her go and get lost. Then there won't be any trouble. Kanryu, these are my mom's private security guards. If she told them to bring me home, they won't let me go. Do you want to go with them? No. He glared at the men in black through narrowed eyes. Then we have a problem. The nearest man tossed Kelsey's bags to the ground and reached under his coat. When Kanryu saw the pistol, he threw his hand forward. Shatter! The gun burst into a handful of metal filings. In the guard's moment of surprise, Kanryu stepped in with a snap kick to the side of his knee. When the guard's knee hit the hall floor, Kanryu spun into a slashing elbow to his opponent's temple. The guard's head thumped off the wall, and he collapsed in a heap. The second guard appeared uncertain whether he should release Kelsey and fight or try and drag her out of the train car. Kanryu stepped over the unconscious figure and advanced down the hall. The still-standing guard thrust Kelsey in front of him. Don't come any closer. Or what? You expect me to believe you might hurt your employer's daughter? Kanryu concentrated on Kelsey. Cloak of Darkness. Liquid black covered Kelsey from head to toe. Gah! The guard thrust her away from him. He clearly had no idea what the spell did, just as Kanryu had hoped. Kanryu pulled Kelsey behind him. Maria stood in the doorway and held out her hand. Come on! Kelsey hesitated for just a moment before ducking into the cabin. Maria nodded to him, slammed the door shut, and snapped the lock. Kanryu stared at the still conscious guard. Just you and me now. If you want to leave, I promise I won't tell anyone. The guard fell into a fighting stance. You took Freddy by surprise. I won't go down so easy. Did you see what I did to his gun? I could do that to your head just as easily. The guard's Adam's apple bobbed as sweat poured down his face. Kanryu didn't actually know if such a simple spell would blast the guard's head to bits, though it stood to reason the spell affected living flesh as well as it did non-living material. The truth was, even if it did work that way, he wouldn't do it. But Freddy's pal didn't know that. The guard lowered his fists. You don't understand. If we go back without Lady Kincaid's daughter, she'll fire us at best. Kanryu didn't have much sympathy for men who would kidnap a girl just because their employer told them to. Try to look on the bright side. At least you'll still be alive to search for a new job. He stepped back over Freddy, who was now groaning on the floor, and stood beside his cabin door. Kanryu raised his hand. Take him and go. Last warning. All right, all right. Just so you know, I'm blaming you for all this. The guard collected his partner, and the pair of them stumbled off the train. Kanryu sighed and lowered his hand. They'd bought his bluff. Thank goodness. Kanryu waited until the two goons were off the train before he turned and knocked. They're gone.